26 years after she published the story of her life, Lauren Bacall returned to it and wrote another chapter.
The only thing that I am not pleased about is when people only talk about Bogey to me as though I had no other life at all. Mm. When I have had, unfortunately, had many, many more years without him than I did with him.
Bogey, of course, was Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall's partner in movies and in a marriage that lasted until his death in 1957.
You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Flip around the cable TV channel some night and you can still find the young Lauren Bacall wearing a 1940 suit and a smoldering expression. She's a sly pickpocket in To Have and Have Not, a hotel keeper's daughter-in-law in Key Largo, and Bogart's counterpart in both. Now she's 80 years old and still working. Just last year she appeared in the Nicole Kidman film Birth, and it's actually in her later years that she earned Tony Awards on Broadway and an Oscar nomination on screen. Bacall recounts all of her life in an extended version of her memoir, By Myself. But when you talk to her, she doesn't seem to mind if the conversation strays, at first, back to her youth in New York City.
You know, in the early part of your life when you are fighting to get somewhere and where you don't know about the outside world, which I didn't, those things that happen to you from then on are worth going into detail about, you know. The first love, the first meeting, the first work job, the first, you know, exposure to a kind of life that you knew nothing about and never thought I would live in a house and have a cook and a butler. I thought I, you know, at a swimming pool. I was in shock when I when it happened to me.
You grew up in apartments.
Absolute cement. I'm a New Yorker, you know, surrounded by tall buildings.
Lauren Bacall writes that she was raised as a nice Jewish girl. And a sense of innocent wonder comes through in the way that she writes about her fascination with Broadway theater. Innocent, but determined. She got a job as a theater usher and then auditioned for acting roles. And as a teenager, she learned to convey a confidence on stage that she says she did not really feel.
Well, I always believed that the theater was the place to learn your craft. I did when I was a kid, when I wanted to be an actor. I only wanted to be on the stage. And I find, as the years have gone by, I was always so nervous that I shook my way to the top, shall we say. And I find that my confidence has grown a bit, not entirely, but I feel that I kind of know what I'm doing more. I guess I feel more comfortable with myself.
When you write about your first film role in To Have and Have Not, opposite Humphrey Bogart, you report that one of the challenges you faced was being a relatively innocent girl, really, and trying to play a much more cynical, perhaps sophisticated woman.
Oh, definitely. But I was great at play acting. When I was 8 years old, 9, 10 years old, I remember making up stories about, you know, I was Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. I was every Grimm's fairy tale. I was the Cinderella, all these things. My imagination was always flourished. And I think one of the sad things about these days is that imagination kind of has been tossed away and sloughed off because I think everyone knows much too much about everything now.
You report in this book that the famous poses that you held in To Have and Have Not, the lowered chin, eyes looking up, the way you held your hands, you say that you were just holding your body any way that you could so that people couldn't see it shaking.
Yes, well, my head in particular. My hand shook, of course, when I had to light a cigarette. I kept missing with the match. And then my head, I just found I was so nervous because I was tense and terrified. I discovered that when I bent my head down, lowered my chin, and then looked up, was a way for me to hold my head steady, to keep it steady. And, of course, then somebody decided it was the look, but, I mean, I didn't decide that. I just did it just to save my skin.
How long have you been away from home?
This is about the time for it, isn't it?
Time for what?
Story of my life. Where do you want me to begin?
I got a pretty fair idea already.
Who told you?
You did? That slap in the face you took.
Yeah, what about it?
Now, you hardly blinked an eye. It takes a lot of practice to be able to do that.
And then all these years later, you had an audition for a film part in a Barbra Streisand production, A Mirror Has Two Faces.
Well, they didn't formally call it an audition. I feel always, in my profession, you always have to prove yourself. Nobody believes that you could do anything until after you've done it. And they just want to see what you saw. I mean, in Barbara's case, she was the director, so she wanted to have a sense of what we would be like together. And we read a scene together. But the audition thing, I read it, and I'm always terrible at those auditions or test readings or whatever you want to call them. It's the same thing when a director wants to meet with you, but you know they're just meeting you face-to-face to see if they really want to work with you. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what goes on in their minds. But it's very infuriating, and it's very humiliating. In Barbara's case, it was not because of the way she did it. And then when I left when I left her apartment, finally, I couldn't wait to get out of there. And she said, "So, you think it could be my mother?" Well, and I said, "Yeah, I could be your mother."
Cappuccinos. Would you like cappuccinos? How about that? Huh? Greg, why don't you come to the kitchen and help?
Rose, why don't you go put the coffee on?
Mother, I made dinner. Why don't you put the coffee on?
I raised two daughters. I buried a husband. I've made my coffee.
I mean, my feeling is that you've got to keep working. And I still seem to have a kind of ambition. And I still love my profession. And I still love working with these independent young directors who have completely different approaches to movie making. I just don't see any point in stopping it unless I have to.
Lauren Bacall's updated memoir is called By Myself and Then Some.
And I feel brilliant and brash and bombastic, limp as a puppet and simply fantastic, but alive, but alive, but alive.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.